Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Saturdays and after school. I'm gonna fix bikes.
Well, put her there.
My son, the bike doctor. Oh, we're proud of you, Peter.
From now on, I won't be a financial burden to you anymore.
Yeah, oh, well, that's a load off my wallet.
And I won't be needing allowance anymore.
No allowance?
Nope.
You're sure?
Well, maybe just one more for old time's sake.
Yeah.
I gotta go tell the guy.
Oh, listen, Peter. Now that you're taking on a job, you're taking on a responsibility, you know.
Sure, Dad.
Be prompt, hardworking, and loyal.
Got it.
Peter, one more thing. Don't be clumsy.
Bye-bye. How's it coming, eh?
Fine, Mr. Martinelli. And don't you worry. I'm going to be prompt, hardworking, loyal, neat, and I'm not going to watch the clock.
I'm sure, Peter. Peter, Mr. Williams is in a hurry for this bike. Eh?
Yes, sir, I know. Hey, listen to this.
Yeah. Sounds perfect.
Only 9 more gears to go.
9 more? It's almost quitting time, Peter.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I would have kept right on working. Bikes.
Well, all the guys at school just happened to hear that you were working for Mr. Martinelli.
How'd they happen to hear that?
Well, Bobby called them up, and he told them.
How come they didn't bring their bikes to the shop?
Well, that way Mr. Martinelli makes some money. This way, we do.
What do you mean, we?
Well, you. And me and Cindy. You do the work, and we get the commission.
Forget it. I wouldn't do a thing like that to Mr. Martinelli.
You and your bright ideas. Well, how am I supposed to know Peter wouldn't moonlight?
How's everything, Peter?
Coming along just fine, Mr. Martinelli.
Peter, you're working on the same bicycle you was working on yesterday.
Yes, sir.
But Mr. Williams wants the bicycle.
I'm just trying to get it in tip-top condition, so it'll be a real satisfied customer. That's what we want, isn't it?
Well, Bob, we want both. Satisfied and customers, Peter.
Caught you.
Well, have mercy, man. You know how I love olives. I'm an olive freak. Hi.
Hi, Peter. Well, how's a big businessman today?
Mr. Martinelli couldn't have been nicer.
No, I'm into you.
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, while I was working today, I got to thinking about you two.
About us?
Yeah, I got to thinking that maybe you and Mom ought to take up bike riding. It's very healthy.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't ridden a bike in years.
Well, it's not too late. I mean, you're not in bad condition, considering your age and everything.
Thank you.
And you too, Mom. You can get yourself back in shape again.
I thought I was in shape.
Hey, you trying to sell us a couple of bikes, is that it?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a businessman drumming up a little business, is there?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's a very good idea, Peter.
Great.
Mike, you know that isn't a bad idea at all.
Huh?
It might tighten up all those olives.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of exercise. I play golf almost every weekend.
I don't.
I also play tennis with the guys.
I don't. I
also swim at the club.
I don't.
Well, maybe I'll buy you a bike.
Well, how's it coming, Peter?
Just fine, Mr. Martinelli.
You're still working on Mr. Williams' bicycle?
I sure am.
You've been working on it for 3 days now.
I took the brakes apart today.
But Mr. Williams didn't ask to have the brakes fixed. There's nothing wrong with them.
I found that out.
3 days? How could you possibly work on the same bicycle for 3 days?
I guess I got a lot of patience.
I wish I could say the same thing for Mr. Williams. Peter, please, finish it. I want good work. Now I want it finished. Martinelli's bike shop. Oh, hello, Mr. Williams. Nice day for a bike ride? Well, yes and no. I'm afraid, Mr. Williams, this is not ready yet. Yes, I know I promised it to you by noon, but I'm having trouble with the help, and I'm afraid I need a new boy. Yes, late today, definitely. I'll finish it myself, Mr. Williams. Goodbye. Peter, why don't you go to lunch now, and I'll finish the bike.
Lunch already?
Yeah.
Time really goes fast when you're doing something you like.
Peter.
Yes, Mr. Martinelli?
After work today, I would like to have a little talk with you, all right?
Yes, sir. You think I'm doing okay?
Well...
You think someday I can even become a bike salesman?
Well, to tell the truth, I think maybe you'll be better selling bikes than fixing them.
Really? Oh, thanks, Mr. Martinelli.
Oh.
your lunch. You know what happened? I got promoted.
Promoted after just 3 days?
Look out, Howard Hughes. Here comes Peter Brady.
Peter, are you sure?
Well, I'm not really positive, but I told you how pleased Mr. Martinelli is with my work. Whenever he watches me, he has a surprised look on his face, like he can't believe it.
Well, what did Mr. Martinelli say?
He told me I'd even be better as a bike salesman. He wants to talk to me about it right after work today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Fantastic. Think maybe that might call for an extra slice of bologna?
Peter, you're a nice boy. You're neat, you're prompt, you're considerate, you never goof off, and you always look busy. But you don't have the talent for this job. I'm sorry, Peter, but I have customers who need their bikes, and I just can't keep them waiting.
I'll try harder, Mr. Martinelli.
You try hard enough, but you're just not mechanically inclined. You know what to do, but somehow it gets lost between here and here. Good luck, Peter.
Well, I wish I could learn to do that.
Well, it takes a little practice.
How'd you learn?
Well, I started with mud pies and worked my way up.
Boy, will Peter be surprised when he sees this.
Well, he deserves it.
Yeah.
After only 3 days on the job, they get a promotion. If anything calls for a celebration, that does. Mm-hmm.
I heard you were promoted.
Just the opposite.
Demoted?
Outmoted.
What?
I got fired.
Fired? How come?
Mr. Martinelli says I'm not mechanically inclined. Guess I'm too slow.
It's too bad, Pete.
I don't know what to do.
What did Mom and Dad say?
I haven't told them yet. I didn't want to spoil anybody's dinner, especially mine.
Well, tell them right after dinner.
Yeah, I guess so. I sure wasn't a business tycoon for very long. Can I talk to you about something?
Sure.
I have a feeling it's going to be about bicycles.
Well, sort of.
Yes?
Surprise! Surprise!
Oh, look at that.
What's cake for? To celebrate your promotion.
Yeah. Aren't you surprised?
Boy. Am I ever. All the girls helped me make it. Look at that.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Bet it tastes even better.
Sweet peach! Sweet peach!
I don't know what to say. I mean, so much has happened to me today. I guess I should say something. But I can't. Not right now.
Give him a spark.
Here. Here, Peter. Work with.
want a big piece.
All right.
Boy, that looks so good.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
Come on,
Butler.
Okay.
Don't put it out.
I should tell Mom and Dad, but I hate to wake them up.
I don't think they're asleep yet.
Well, if I wait any longer, they might be.
You should have told them after dinner.
How could I with the cake and the speech? Greg, I really need some advice.
Ask Mr. Martinelli for one more chance. And if he takes you back, you won't have to say anything to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you'd help me. Thanks, Greg. Yeah. One more chance. Yeah. Yeah.
Peter. Like I said before, Peter, you're a nice boy, very nice boy. And I'm sorry, really sorry, but I have to get a new boy.
I just thought I'd ask, but maybe we...
Nothing personal. It's just simply that you're not mechanically inclined.
Well, maybe I can learn to be mechanically inclined.
Peter, some people make picture frames, and some other people paint the pictures. Who knows? Maybe you're an artist. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mr. Martinelli.
What's the matter, Peter?
My sisters are coming to see me. They don't know I've been fired.
You didn't tell your family?
Not yet. Please, Mr. Martinelli, don't say anything.
But I...
Thanks, Mr. Martinelli.
I have to...
I'll tell him later.
Well, can I help you, young lady?
Well, we'd rather wait and let the other salesmen help us.
Other salesmen?
We're Peter Brady's sisters.
Are you the nice man who promoted him?
Promoted him?
Made him a salesman.
Oh, I see.
We wanted Peter to wait on us.
I need a horn for my bike.
Why don't you let me help you with the horns? We got the loud horns, the soft horns.
Now remember, Peter gets the credit for this sale.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. That's all I have to feed you guys. Mr. Martinelli should be closing up shop about now. So I guess I better be going home. From my job.
Hey, congratulations, Peter.
Huh?
Girls told me you're a salesman now. Doing great, huh?
Yep, got a meeting right out of my hands.
How'd you get Mr. Martinelli to take you back?
I didn't.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm kidding everybody. I asked Mr. Martinelli to cover for me so I could break the news myself.
Well, where were you all afternoon?
In the park.
Doing what?
Feeding the pigeons, I'm thinking.
Pete, you're gonna have to tell the folks.
I know. That's what I was thinking about. It's nice having someone you can tell your troubles to. I wish I could tell my mom and dad. But I can't. I'm a failure at 14. But who am I to tell them a thing like that about their own son? Mom, Dad, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just looking for my books. There they are. Sorry to bother you.
Peter, your father and I have been thinking about what you said.
What'd I say?
About bike riding.
Oh.
We've decided we'd like to get bicycles.
Then we're going to buy him from Mr. Martinelli's star salesman.
I wouldn't do that.
Why?
Well, all that exertion on a man as old as you are could be bad.
Just the other day you said it wasn't too late.
Well, that was the other day. And besides, some people get excited and go out and buy bikes and they never even use them.
Well, we'd use them.
Sure we would.
Well, I'd give it some more consideration. Like maybe a week or two or even a month. I mean, what's the hurry? Excuse me.
Well, that's a switch.
I've heard of low-pressure salesmen, but never no-pressure salesmen.
I know why the big change.
Listen, maybe Mr. Martinelli could give us a clue.
Well, I would sure love to know what let the air out of Peter's tires.
You guys just don't know how lucky you are to be pigeons. Nobody can fire you. And you get free food. But I can't keep this up forever. Sooner or later, I'll have to tell my mom and dad. No wonder you guys like me so much. You're pigeons. And I'm chicken. Oh my gosh. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, that's pretty good for an old man, huh?
Hey, got some room on that bench for a woman of my age?
Sure. Oh. I was just feeding the pigeons.
Peter, Mr. Martinelli told us what happened.
Yeah, and Greg filled us in on the rest.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, but I was too ashamed.
Peter, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
Of course not. There's no shame in being fired. I've lost jobs.
You have?
Well, practically everybody has at one time or another.
But this is my first job, and I bombed out only after 3 days.
Peter, Mr. Martinelli said you really tried. It's just that he didn't think you were cut out for this particular job.
He thinks you're a very bright young man.
Is that what he said? Honest?
Honest.
Peter, you should have told us, you know. Hiding out in the park hasn't helped anyone.
Ah, except maybe the pigeons.
Yeah, they kind of liked it.
Oh, by the way, this is for you from Mr. Martinelli.
What for?
That's your commission for those two bikes you talked us into buying.
Would I try to talk you out of buying them?
Well, you can't help it if we're stubborn.
You know something? I feel a lot better right now.
Good. So do we.
Listen, now that the whole family has bicycles, I know a great way to keep them from rusting away in the garage. Get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do that.
Well, I don't mind.
You don't have to go all over the neighborhood. You know, that's miles.
I don't mind.
Besides, you can't do it on a bike. You'd have to have a car.
I know.
Well, now you're being silly. You can't drive.
No, but you can.
Oh.